Welcome to the Swarm Hub podcast. I'm Sarah Schaffel, and this week we're going to be looking at low carbon farming. I'm here at the Royal Cornwall Showground at a Clear About Carbon conference with Owen Yateman from Lowbrook Farm in Dorset, who has been making anaerobic digestion a significant part of his farm business plan. So Owen, can you tell me what's the rationale behind going into AD?
Well, the rationale for me going into AD originally, when it's been running for 3 years now, was to generate money, quite simply. I was a dairy and arable farmer, so we had 8,000 tonnes of manure, which I'd spent a lot of time shovelling around and thinking I ought to be trying to make more money out of it. So having the AD plant enabled me to unlock some value from that. And we were also growing quite considerable areas of combinable crops, which at the time were being sold for £75 a tonne and not making me any money. And I discovered that I could put crops into an AD plant and then turn it, basically double the money. So that was the reason we got into it.
So it was a financial decision.
Exactly, purely financial. Yeah, it was just another, rather than putting in another dairy or a beef enterprise or something else, it was an AD plant, so it was purely financial.
So what have been the costs to your enterprise then?
The plant and the infrastructure around it cost just under £1 million altogether. That was the sort of cost of the business, if you like. We anticipate a payback somewhere between 4 to 5 years, something in that sort of order.
And is that what's happened?
That's about what's happening, yes.
And what sort of financial savings are you seeing?
Well, the principal financial savings, I suppose, in terms... Obviously, the plant generates a margin, so therefore we're buying the crops from the farm into the plant at competitive, you know, whatever forage sells at, and then we're adding value to it. But the saving then back to the farm is mostly in nitrogen fertilizer savings. We've actually sort of realized that with the digestate that comes out is much more useful to the farm than the manure was. We don't get the rejection issue with grazing livestock. That when you put digestate on, which is a lot of nitrogen, it actually doesn't kill the clover. So we can get the clover to do more work, whereas normally if you put fertiliser on clover, it kills it or stunts it. Yeah.
So what sort of percentage fertiliser savings have you
made? We're only using 30% of what we used to do, let's put it that way. So that's a huge, huge amount. I mean, last year, for example, we've got, I think, 450 acres on the home farm, looking after the cows and the digester, and we only used 27 tonnes of nitrogen, ammonium nitrate, that was all. In the whole year. Yeah. Incredible. Whereas we regularly use 120 tonnes a year.
So do you think you might have been a bit wasteful before?
Well, we were certainly being extravagant. That's right. No, there's no doubt. I mean, I think we're all guilty probably of being in a rut. We'd always use fertiliser like that and didn't give it a lot of thought. You know, we put it on at this particular time, and the manure would be not used